realms of Senith.
Whee! It's Craig.
Craig!
Hello.
Hello,
hello.
Okie dokie, take your time figuring out your sound.
What's up, Mort? Oh, he muted himself. Never mind.
I mute everything.
Mort's Batman today.
Whoa! I always wanted to kill the bats.
I think we left off last time in a room with Mort jumping for his glasses. It's a very quick summary, I think. And a few mummies showed up from the sarcophagi that were in the room with all of you.
Hey, guys. There's a what's up?
Are you talking to the mummies? Or?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. They don't give a response. They're just like starting to stand up still as Mort is... I think he like nailed an acrobatics check to catch the glasses. So
I sure did.
So you are not prone. You didn't fall while you got them, but you did dive for them.
That come up in a sweet roll?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. I think we're starting off with some initiative rolls as the mummies completely ignore Erevan and seem to just continue to stand.
Rude.
Two. And I think plus two, so four.
Huh.
11.
Bryson, okay. 19.
10 for Erevan.
Oh, there is a map. I don't know if I mentioned that for you, Olita. The link should be in the Dyson Info channel. It is pinned.
I got it. Thanks.
Okay. Olita, you're actually up first.
Okay. So, I mean, it looks like we're pretty close range, right, already?
Yeah.
Okay, so, use my vicious sphere. Ooh, okay, I just rolled a 20.
Damn.
I think I hit them.
I think that's...
how much damage.
I think that's where the vicious comes in, is critical hits.
Which ones are you moving to?
Oh,
Unless you're using range.
Okay, I guess let's just do one... Well, I mean, my sphere, I don't need to be that close, right? It just kind of looks like we're already close, so.
Would be one in between one and two be close enough for her to get both of them?
They're 10 feet apart, so no.
Yeah, so, I mean, if I go in close, then I could do my two unarmed strikes afterwards. So do I still have to roll a damage, or is the critical something different?
The critical allows you to roll your damage dice twice.
And then I think the vicious adds like a 7 or something like that. Yep, it's 7.
Yes, it does.
Like the 2 and then add a 7?
Yep, you roll your dice twice,
okay.
Add your normal damage modifier, and then add 7 on top of all of that for the vicious.
26. Okay, and then I'm going to do my unarmed strikes. Let's see. Okay, the first one's only an 11 to hit.
That's a miss.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. That's a hit.
Oh, really? Okay, well, let's try the damage then. 5 damage. Okay, and then I got a 17. Oh, well, actually, 23 to hit. And then... 4 damage.
All right. Anything else?
I suppose I'm going to try and move back. Or can I not even move back? Is that like considered running away?
It would be. It would provoke an opportunity attack from the mummy.
Okay, well, I mean, I think that's, like, all I can do, so.
Okay, Falir pulls out his bow and puts in a couple arrows into the same one that Alita is attacking. Alita, I think you need to make a wisdom saving throw.
Yeah, let me find my wisdom.
Also, Erevan and Morid to make the same saving throw.
Wisdom?
Yep.
I'm at 9.
Is this a magical effect?
This is a glare from a mummy. I would say it's probably a magical effect.
Okay. I roll at advantage then because I'm a gnome.
21 for Erevan.
Erevan, you are resistant to glare for 24 hours.
I got a 16.
You're also good.
Wait, what'd you get? Do I have to roll?
No. Just the people in the front, as the mummies glare at them.
Okay. So I never thought I'd be so glad to not be in the front. Actually, I always did.
I only got 9.
Okay, you are actually frightened by this mummy that's right in front of you as you've stabbed it and all that, and it seems to not even care and just continues to advance towards you. It's actually going to attack you.
No.
And it misses horribly with an 8, I'm sure. And another one advances on you and misses with a 9.
Not so scary after all, are they? Oh, that was a little scary.
Yeah. This one clobbers you, Mort, I think, with a 23.
Yeah.
Oh, no. My front line, it's weak.
You take 22 damage.
Wow. That's a lot.
You also need to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. Oof. It was almost a 19 on the die. 16.
That's enough, though. That's enough. You are not cursed by the mummy as it takes a chunk out of you.
Well, it did. I'm bleeding everywhere.
Oh, no. There's blood everywhere.
I slip on something. Is that a piece of me?
Oh, no.
I'm not doing so well, guys. I've been better, to be honest.
Here, take this potion.
It is your turn, Mort. So
I spit up blood. Yeah, that's my turn. No, I'm just kidding.
Are you? Oh, I was gonna say like. I was gonna say, are you even still standing after all the times you squished the glasses into your face?
Oh, I'm hurt. I'm really hurt. It's not good. It's not good at all. All right. Do I know anything after following around Bainder about mummies?
What specifically are you? Because are you asking for player knowledge? Because if it's so, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Like I would know like what hurts them the most.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to think. I'm so hurt. I really need to get away from this thing, but. I'm hurting so bad. I guess I'll have my cannon. I've always had the force ballista made. I wish I would have made something else. Let's look at this map here. Well, I'm just going to try to spear the thing with my +1 spear. I'm going to cast Green Flame Blade. Can I do that with that, I wonder? I haven't used this thing. Brandish a weapon. Make melee attack as 1 creature 5 feet of you. Okay.
I think it requires another target within 5 feet of your first target, though.
Maybe it does. Then you can cause fire to leap from the target to a different creature within 5 feet.
If it says you can cause, then it might be optional, but I think that's like the entire point of the spell.
Yep. I don't think I've ever really used it. Well, I'm right up on this thing, so everything's going to be... everything's going to be disadvantage. I guess I'll just have my ballista shoot at it and I'll cure myself with a level 1 cure wounds because I only have second level spells anyway. So I'll heal myself for 10 and then I'll shoot it. I'll use my bonus action to use the ballista. Does a 25 hit?
Oh, yes.
Okay. 15 points of damage, force damage. And I'll yell out, these things hate fire.
Is that your turn?
Yeah. I can't really move.
All right. Erevan.
All right. Erevan will ignite his flame tongue and charge at mummy number 3. He's going to shout, "You want a piece of me?" And he swings at it.
More insist.
10 and 23.
The 23 hits.
All right. And fire damage seems to hurt it a little more, right?
Yes. That's what Mora is indicating.
All right. So that is 9 slashing damage and 7 fire damage. And that is my turn.
Diamond, you're up. Also, yes, Erevan, the fire seems to do a ridiculous amount of damage to this mummy.
Okay, so fire does a ridiculous amount of damage. Okay, so then I guess the only thing there is to do is just produce flame. I could use healing word on Morid, or I could kill it fire. Which would you prefer, Morin, since your life's on the line?
I think you probably what
would I prefer?
Him. Yeah.
If heal me or kill them things?
Yeah.
I feel like if I take another hit like I just did, I'll have a seat.
So you're saying you're going to be dead if I don't heal you?
I mean, I'll definitely have to take a nap.
Okay.
Sleep it off, you know. You get cursed, no big deal. Just sleep it off.
Is healing spirit good? Oh, what's that one thing with my circle I can do that's healing? Unicorn spirit lends its protection to those nearby. You and your allies gain advantage on all ability checks made to detect creature in the spirit's aura. In addition, if you cast a spell using a spell slot that restores hit points to any creature inside or outside the aura, each creature of your choice in the aura also regains hit points equal to your druid level. So that could even heal us all at the same time. But it would also give you even more healing, which is the point of using it. So fuck it, why not? I'll use a unicorn spirit. And then let me figure out which healing spell I'm going to use.
So that unicorn's your bonus action, I think.
Oh, so I can only use one that's an action?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Well, let me see.
Does she have cure wounds prepared? I think that's an action one, right?
Mm-hmm.
What level is that one?
Yeah, level one.
I think so, yeah.
No, I have the other one. Healing words. I have healing spirit on here, but I can't find it in my list, so I don't know what the fuck I did.
Healing spear or spirit?
Spirit. It's also a bonus action. Damn it. Okay.
So you just buffed healing all in that area? Pretty good.
I guess, but like now I'm kind of fucked on doing an action.
Well, you can do it like a regular spell.
So are these things like humanoids? Can I charm person them?
They're considered like undead monsters.
So no. Okay. Yeah. Fuck it then. I guess shoot it with fire. Produce flame is an action, right? I can use that. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Totally. Okay. So I'm going to do that then. Sorry, I couldn't heal you. I tried.
Well, you set up that subsequent round, so it should be good.
So that's naturally a 12, and then plus my proficiency bonus, so 15.
That's a hit.
Oh, dope. So 1d8. I think that's this one. One.
One fire damage? Okay.
Unfortunately for me and my ego.
You and your ego? Nice.
So Diamond, as you're... After you've sent off your flame, you hear the bones on the table next to you starting to kind of crackle.
Oh, fuck. Get a bag away from that.
Yeah, if you want the back way, go ahead. You still have your movement.
Bullshit. You ain't fucking with me.
You can move a little further than that if you want. Yeah.
Move out of the map entirely.
Well, yeah, fuck that shit.
So what is that?
We're at the top of the round with Alita. You see the dwarven skeleton starting to get up.
Oh no.
It's your turn, Alita.
Okay. Well, let's see. I'm gonna attack number one. I wish I had some fire, but I'm just gonna use my spear. Okay.
I think you failed your check on the glare, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have a frightened condition.
Okay.
So disadvantage.
You would have disadvantage on your attack rolls.
Okay, so that means roll twice and take the lower one?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped it.
That's a party foul.
Okay, 13.
13's ahead.
I hate crawling on the floor looking for the dice that fell.
What counts as necrotic?
Sorry?
What counts as necrotic? Like, wouldn't these things be doing, I don't know. Like, I'm supposed to have defense against necrotic, so I don't know when that ever comes into play. I'm like, they're undead, right?
Necrotic damage. So, yeah, they do necrotic damage. That would have helped if they hit you, but they hit more.
Oh, no. Okay.
So 8 damage.
Is my ear rotting?
It looks like it, maybe a little bit.
Oh.
Might want to clean that up a little bit.
Do you have some thread?
Sure. Here's some threads.
He asked the cat for some yarn, I guess. All right. What else on Alita?
Guess I could use another key point. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. So I'll do my flurry of blows, I think is what. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So 19 to hit.
Even with disadvantage, that's a hit.
Oh, hang on. Let me do another roll then. 17 then.
Yeah, that's it.
Do I have to, I don't have to do like damage twice, do I?
No.
Okay, so that's 8 damage. And then the next one.
You killed that
moment. Oh, I killed it. Okay, because the next hit didn't land. It's only a 10.
So he knocked it over and just like
I was like ready. Just keep going.
It was falling off your reach and you just missed it. I'll assume that attack was on number 2 though.
Okay. So okay. Well, I was gonna try and use the open hand technique. Whenever you hit with one of your flurry of blows, you can impose the following effects on the target. Fall prone. Let's see. Yeah, if it fails the dexterity saving throw. But since the first one's gone and I didn't manage to hit the second one, I probably
Well, go can't. Ahead and reroll for the second one, right? Well, let's just do it again. We can cut this out of the podcast.
Never happened.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so that's 17
okay.
to hit and 5 damage.
Alita never missed. What are you talking about?
It was like, psych.
Let's rewind that a little.
What was the... It has to make a dex save or something?
Yes, it has to get... better than 14, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not gonna.
So it falls prone, whatever.
Okay. So it's prone, and that's your turn?
Yes. I'm gonna tell Falir that he needs to light up his arrows with some flames. Can he do that, maybe? Flaming arrows.
Can I produce flame on his arrows my next turn?
It's actually his turn at the moment if Alita is done.
Yeah.
So he's going to try and light his arrow with this torch on the wall.
Okay.
We'll give it like a 20% chance that it does fire damage.
Okay.
And it does not. I think they can do their gazes again. So Fleer managed to hit the one in front of Morad twice with arrows. I actually didn't read that all the way through. Okay. Alita, you're going to have to make the wisdom saving throw again.
Oh, 6.
All right, the mummy on the ground is scared or frightened to you. Has frightened
you. It tried to bite your toe.
I'd be scared that one if time you're in a tavern
and this orc was like really messing with your feet. It was really awkward.
I have feet issues, okay?
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Okay. Falir managed to save on the gaze. Skeleton tries to stab Mord, but you dodge out of the way. And it's actually Mord's turn.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a spirit around me that makes me feel like my heal spell would be a lot better now, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm going to spend another spell slot to try to heal myself again. All right, that was max, so 13. What do I add to it?
It's my spell attack bonus, right? Or is it...
What is it? Healing? Is it a class feature?
Yeah, it's...
Druid Circle class feature?
Circle You're a druid of what? Shepherd. It's the Circle of the Shepherd Unicorn Spirit. If you cast a spell using a spell slot that restores hit points to any creature inside or outside the aura, each creature of your choice inside the aura also regains hit points equal to your druid level.
Oh, that sounds
good. You.
When, yeah.
Yeah, when she does, yeah.
Oh, we should have had advantage on all ability checks. Never mind. I lied.
All right, so I gained 13, which is still pretty good. I'll use my ballista as is tradition. 14.
That's a hit.
That's 12 points of damage to that mummy.
Mummy gone.
Take that. That's my turn.
Erevan.
That makes healing word pretty powerful, actually, that spirit does.
Oh, so I should use that next turn.
So healing word does like 1d4, right? But that, when you add that thing up, you can like cast healing word on somebody and heal somebody else for a bonus action first level spell. That's pretty good. It's kind of cool.
Oh, because it's plus 6, right? Because my level?
Yeah.
So Erevan is going to move over to mummy number 2, and he's going to swing at it twice with his greatsword. So that is 20 and 17 to hit.
Yep, that's 2 hits for you.
All right. So that is a total of 24 slashing damage and 14 fire damage.
You have nothing else you can do?
Nothing that would help too much currently, no.
Okay, here's the thought. Roll all of your attacks again. Let's see if you get a crit. Because as it stands, you have it down to like one.
I mean, all that I could technically do is put a Hexblade's Curse on him, but
it's probably not worth a spell slot or anything. No, I was just saying because it's prone. Melee attacks have advantage. So trying to see if we can pull a crit out of there. All right. If that's your turn, it's Diamond's turn.
Produce Flame will probably get him, even if it's one damage.
Mm-hmm. It's a ranged attack, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'm not even going to do the Produce Flame, though. I don't think. Maybe. I don't know. Anyways, I'm definitely going to heal more, though, because you're still hurting, right? Mm-hmm. Are you still hurting?
He looks at you. More looks at you with bloody eyes.
Part of his ear bitten off.
I'm looking a little bit more whole. I mean, I used the yarn to sew my ear back on.
Okay.
As a desperate action.
Well, I'm going to try to give you a little more here. I got to roll for that or?
You roll a d4.
Oh, okay. So I don't have to roll a d20 or anything?
No.
Okay, I heard. Find a d4. Oh, here we go. I can't tell which one that is. I'm going to go with 4.
1d4 plus your spellcasting ability modifier. So 1d4 plus your wisdom modifier.
Oh, my wisdom modifier?
Yeah.
Oh, 6. So it's 6 anyway.
So you did 6 healing?
Let me find a different d4 because this one's stupid and I don't know what it says. Okay, it's definitely 4 this time. So 4 plus 6. So
10?
Yeah.
Now, here's the cool thing. Everybody in that aura then also gains 6 hit points if you want them to. So any creature in that area.
I mean, if they're on my team, if they're in the area, I want them to heal.
So I count.
Like, what about me?
Okay, homie.
Does that mean I'm close enough?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So that means I gain 10 and everybody else gains 6, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I still haven't healed all of the glasses damage yet, but I'm looking a lot better. I took so much damage from those.
I told you they were ugly glasses.
They are awesome, and I'm still wearing them. Thank you very much.
We just need to put the glasses on the bad guys.
Uh-huh.
Take care of it.
But they'll get, like, dead stuff on them.
Oh, well.
Is it Diamond's turn?
Oh, is it my turn?
Mm-hmm. No, like, was that the rest of your turn?
I'm going to snatch the glasses off of Mord's face and throw them at the last bad guy's face.
So that's kind of like a use an object.
Oh, do I have to use an action for that? Never mind.
Well, you only used a bonus action for that thing.
Well, it's like opening a door. Like, you can do that on your own. It's like you use an object action, which is separate from the rest of them.
Oh, okay.
But the door moves away from you in this case, since it's Mord, right? So, if that's your turn, it's Alita's turn.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, unless Mord wants to let her take the glasses.
Okay, no.
So I'm still at disadvantage, right?
Frightened, yes.
Okay.
He's on the ground with 1 hit point. He's not very scary.
Okay, well, I still got 24 to hit, and then
and then it's dead. Because
told ya.
And it's no longer, you're no longer frightened.
Oh, okay, sweet.
I'm frightened, though, of that big guy behind Mord.
Okay, so you don't even want me to roll damage.
No, as long as you can do one damage, it was done.
Okay.
Oh, shoot, I forgot to move on my turn away from that big scary guy.
Yeah, you actually moved closer to...
I know, right? Why would I do such a thing?
You can move yourself. It's fine.
Not sure I really have anything else I can do since I'm so far away from that. I think that's it. Okay.
You're not going to move up or anything? That's your turn?
I think I'll stay here and be out of its reach.
I'll make a stone for you on my next turn. You can throw at him.
Fleer jumps up, draws his sword, tries to swing at it. Actually, connects.
You sound surprised.
Mord, it's your turn.
Yep.
Fleer and the skeleton are meleeing up on that table that's right by you.
I'll melee it too. 14.
That's a hit.
9 points of damage. It's pretty good. And I'll cannon it. 17 to hit.
Yep.
17 damage.
Is that your
turn? That's my turn. Yep, sorry.
Okay. No, it's fine. Arab. Yeah. Fleer. Or, Aravon, it's your turn. Fleer and the skeleton are up on the table doing exactly that, just swinging their swords around.
I'm not sure if there's any easy way for me to get in melee range in just one turn.
I don't think it's that far, is it?
It's not far, no. It's just there is a column in the way.
Yeah, that's the big thing. So I'd have to go around. But with a movement of like 30 feet, I can only go like here, I think. But I do at least...
20 feet.
Oh, 20. So I can go here?
You should be able to, yeah.
Okay, that works. Then I'll swing at him twice with my greatsword. Do I think that fire damage will have an effect on this guy as well?
Probably not. Okay. No, this isn't a mummy.
All right. 17 and 21 to hit.
Both are hits.
So that is a total of 38 damage. And that is Aravon's turn.
Okay, so that would lead us to Diamond.
All right.
So this is not a huge room, so this is...
On my way over to Alita, I'm going to pick up, like, I don't know, maybe one or two or three stones. And I'm going to, like... make some magic stone energy magic on it, and I'm just gonna, you know, put a stone in her hand and be like, you know what, you find something to do with this one in your turn, and I'm just gonna like start walking away.
Okay, Alita, okay. It's your turn.
Well, I've got this fantastic rock in my hand. what do we think that would add on the hit?
What's your proficiency bonus, Diamond?
+3.
And then wisdom, I think.
My wisdom is 6.
Does that mean 9?
Wisdom, your modifier is 6?
Maybe. Oh, 3, sorry. I looked at the wrong wisdom. Oh, my wisdom saving throws is 6.
Okay. All right.
Sorry. My bad. So
add 6 to your roll then.
Okay, I think 17 to hit.
Yep.
Is this going to be like a D8 or?
I think it's a D6.
It's 1D6 +3.
Okay. 5.
+3 though.
And that is +3.
Oh no.
All right. What does the attack bonus
do? Is that like what it does to like attack? Like how much it helps to attack? Oh, okay. So yeah, that was 6 then. My bad.
Okay. So anything else, Alita? As you have this thing also at 1 hit point left?
Oh.
Wait, this thing is also 1 hit point left? Yeah. Wow, we just annihilated the... No wonder I'm acting so nonchalant. Like, you guys got this. Y'all don't need me. I'm just the little healer. Y'all don't need me. Y'all good. Y'all be fine.
Well, I'm not exactly close, I guess. But I can just move over there, right? And would I still be able to do something or not?
I don't know what you can do on your round. That wasn't an action, I think, to throw that rock. So if you can do something with a bonus action, yeah.
Right. It would have to be a bonus action. Okay, so now that I'm close enough, I guess stunning it's not particularly helpful at this point. So I'll do the flurry of blows. Okay, so 25 to hit.
That is a hit.
Woo!
He gone.
8 damage.
And it falls back to the table. Fleer, just...
You didn't need me at all.
Okay, so that was the skeleton lord of this room.
Lord?
Yeah. He's supposed to be the boss. You guys just estimated
so much for a lord.
I am lord. Lord.
He is a lord in the same way Lord Farquaad was a lord.
He's compensating for something. I look to the ground and I'm like, I made a mess.
You dropped a piece of yourself right there.
Yeah, it grew back, but look at it. Ugh.
Yeah, well.
That hurt.
It'll be like that for a little while and until it gets fully healed, but until then, you'll be all right. Just a little unicorn magic.
So, you hear from, there's a door here. Kind of marked it a bit there on the east side.
Is that the only door?
That's the only door you can see inside of this room, yes.
Okay, well, I guess we got to go through that door since it's the only door.
Did you guys open the door? I mean, who's...
I thought it was a turnstile. Oh, if it's nobody's turn, then yeah, just shove the door open.
Okay, you and Aravon squeezed up against the door there. You guys just kick it open. And you're greeted to the sight in the small hallway of a dwarf just standing there.
Fuck? What are you doing in there? Mr. Dwarf, are you dead? You're not one of those undead things, are you? Are you going to kill me? Don't kill me. I've had enough.
Yeah, apparently so.
You see him finish.
I think our druid is broken.
Because she's had enough.
Yeah, you see that he kind of finishes taking a puff of something and just watching you guys speak, or watching mostly Diamond at the door.
Are you high?
Then let me hit that. My anxiety is a little too high.
Does that smell like pipe weed or pipe weed?
It's a tobacco, weed. Yeah.
The tobacco, yeah.
He kind of just looks into the room a little bit, and he's like, is there any problems in there? Having problems?
Not anymore. Yeah.
He kind of nods, and he says, well, who are you?
The question is, who are you?
Well, I'm Steelview.
Steelview?
I work here in the city for Mimsy.
Oh, dear.
Mimsy!
Yeah. How's he doing? It's been a little while since I've seen him.
I kind of give a side eye to Aravon, like, what are you doing?
He says, oh, you're not from the city then?
I suppose not, no.
You happen to be with the group of people attacking the city?
It's my city.
Oh, Mort, I didn't even see you back there behind that sarcophagus.
Yeah. You know, I got punched by a mummy. Just give me a minute.
Yeah, you're not looking so good over there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I look good. I just don't feel good.
Mort
looks good. That's what I'm saying. See, right. You get it.
You see him just kind of like stare at Mort for a minute and kind of like blinking and just studying. He's like, what's wrong with your eyes?
What do you mean? I touched my eyes. What's wrong with them?
Well,
you talking about my glasses? They're fucking awesome. They're the best glasses.
He's cursed. Don't listen to him. He's cursed. Just let him be crazy.
Bit of a strange, awkward situation here. I think I'm supposed to fight you.
Why?
Well, not you, Lord. I mean the rest of you. I don't recognize Fleer. And then you hear Fleer go, hey, bro.
I think we should not fight. And we should say, fuck whoever told you should kill us and kill them instead.
Well, that's what I was here to do, is ask Mimsy for a raise when we saw the army outside the gates there.
Yeah, that's a pretty good time to ask for a raise, I'd say.
Well, quarterly reviews aren't until Q3.
Yes, you can have a raise. God damn it. Shut up, Morad. Damn.
Hey, look. I mean, I know there's not a lot of trees around here.
I don't want to hear.
Right? You might be out of your element.
It's our life. Or give him a raise. I say we give him the raise.
We need to be fiscally responsible here.
I don't care about physical responsibility when my life is on the line, Morad.
I mean, there was like a... Go get Mimsy.
We'll deal with it. Just go get him. Bring him back here. We'll settle this.
Well, I was kind of hoping y'all might know where Mimsy is. I've been looking around. I got stuck in a room here with a bunch of elementals.
Hold on. How much money do I have on me? How much money can I pay you to not attack me?
He doesn't seem like he's attacking you. Yeah, you're just throwing money at a problem.
Diamond,
here.
It's okay.
Don't kill me.
Man, at this point, I want to pay him to swat you.
Well, if I'm to be honest, I thought that's what you were paying me for, but...
Kinda. But, you know...
Okay.
Plans.
You work for Morad. This is your co-worker over here, Faleer. So, as you can see, you're on our side. You just need to join us now and help us with your new quest for your Lord Morad here, right? Yes? We all agree? Good, let's go.
He kind of shrugs for a minute. And he's
going
like,
on my hands and knees, like, just, like, into a, like, oh, my God. What is that thing called where you're, like, on your, like, face and hands and knees and I don't know.
Are you prostrate?
On this floor? Yeah, prostrate. On this floor? Ooh.
What are you doing? I'm just a rogue here.
She likes the bad boys.
You can't move me. It's dark and empty in there.
In this hallway? All right, so you're offering me money or not? Faleer, have they paid you yet? Faleer kind of shakes his head no.
I mean, Faleer, you saw that room back there. You know that it's going to happen, right?
Yeah. He nods his head and he's like, kind of shrugs. He's like, there was a lot of gold back there. Steele says, well, I'm convinced then. So what are you doing here?
Getting punched by mummies, you know. Bleeding a little bit, having a good old time.
This is there's a lot of skeletons back this way, but yeah, I'm kind of stuck here and I have no idea how to get out.
What do you mean you're stuck here?
Well, I don't know how to.
Erevan won't move, so he can't get out. Well,
yeah, she's also blocking the way, so it's like high and low.
Oh, wait, am I in the way? Is it me that's in the way?
He says, no, it's okay. He steps over you and walks over here.
It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me.
Well, you're welcome to join us. I think I've been told a few lies, you know, in my stead as mayor of Moradville. But don't worry. The benefits under the new regime at Moradville are much better, right? We're going to build something great here. Don't you worry. We'll talk about your salary.
Get mind controlled by...
We don't talk about mind control. That's something that's not on the table. It violates my HIPAA laws. My right to
terms and conditions.
Okay, yeah. Well, anyways, on these I'm going tables. Down this hallway, so I'll see you later. Bye.
There's a bunch of skeletons in there.
Oh, well.
Somebody better follow her.
Are there more doors in this hallway? More doors.
There's one more door at the end of it, yeah.
Dope. I'm going through that door. Wherever that door is, that's where I'm going. Excellent.
Come on, Fillier.
She gone.
Waiting for it to cut.
Ooh, excuse me, sorry.
What the hell happened? All right, so you see several doors in this hallway as you're walking down it, and kind of a large room to the north.
Oh, there's a large room to the north. I should have went that way. But now I get to, like, run all the way from one end of the hallway down to the other, so we'll see how fast I am. We'll see how fast these shoes make me. It's so slow, sorry.
That is a wall.
Yeah, I meant to go the other way into the room, but it's being slow and lagging.
Is everybody still lagging, or?
Yeah, it's pretty slow for me right now.
Yeah, it's pretty lag. It's pretty super lag for me.
So is there anything that we see instantly in this this large room to the north?
So you see a door at the north, far away, but it looks like there's like a face on it. It doesn't look like it's moving or anything. You see that pedestal that's kind of recessed into the ground. It's empty, and there's nothing sitting on it. You see random skulls on the ground, skeleton parts, or parts of skeletons, I should say.
I'm going to collect all the skulls and arrange them on the pedestal to just sit there.
It's a little random.
Okay, so you're going to run around the room here grabbing skulls? All right, need a wisdom saving throw as you come towards the pedestal.
Natural 17. Wisdom saving throw plus 6. So 17 plus 6. 23.
Okay.
Fillier, Morid, new guy. What are you doing?
We're hammer out contract negotiations.
They're doing business stuff.
But you didn't sign.
Here, I got a pen.
Diamond, as you approach the pedestal, you see like a ghostly hand that seems to reach out from it, just kind of materialize in the air, and it's reaching for you.
Do you want these skulls? Is that why you're reaching for me? Because I got all the skulls? I knew they'd look great on this pedestal, and that's exactly why I brought them over here. So, like, if you want them, creepy ghost hand, you can have them, because I was going to put them here anyway. So...
As you start talking to it, and you feel like compelled for a moment to walk closer, but you kind of shake it off and you start offering it skulls and start talking to it, and that hand kind of disappears.
Oh, where'd you go? I wanted to be friends.
I think you had failed its will save.
Said what?
I said I think it failed its will save against.
Its wisdom saving throw against me was just like, nope. Too smart on the for you, homie.
So yeah, you're just standing there with the skulls that you managed to keep a hold of at the pedestal.
Nice. All right, well, I guess I'm going to just start setting them on the pedestal then, since the hand didn't stop me. And I want to put them there because I think it'll look cool. So I'm just going to start stacking them like cards, and how you stack them into like those big card towers. I'm just going to stack skulls into like a big skull tower, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, Morris.
Go ahead.
You know what would make that even better? You need to put your glasses on it.
But my glasses.
Yeah, it's really needed. Last touch. Kind of like how snowmen have to have a carrot nose.
I try to retake my glasses and give them to her.
Will saving throw.
15?
19.
All right, yeah, you can take your glasses off and hand them. Who are you handing them to again?
Yeah, Alita.
Will saving throw.
Yeah.
Save myself now. Dang it.
Oh, no.
Okay, what's the add-on for that?
Wisdom. Whatever your wisdom.
Oh, yeah. Wisdom. Okay. Yeah. 15?
I think that was enough. Yeah. All right.
Yay.
I mean, for a moment barely, there, as soon as he hands them to you, you just, like, kind of for a moment see why he liked them so much. They're, like, really nice dates.
I mean, I don't think they'll look good on you, though.
No, you're right. I think they really got to go on those skulls over there.
Now the skull's got to make a wisdom saving throw.
Right, so who's...
Sorry, it took me a second.
Alita, what are you doing with the glasses then?
Okay, well, if I can go, then I'll go ahead and I go and I place them on the skulls and perhaps transfer a curse to this ghostly thing, eh?
Okay. as you approach the pedestal, roll a will saving throw, wisdom saving throw.
15.
Okay. As I described the diamond, you also see like a spectral hand reach out from above the pedestal towards you.
Hey, look at these awesome glasses I'm going to put on the skull here. Don't you like those?
You know, I think those glasses would have looked really amazing on that hand.
You gotta be shitting me.
I think they would look really amazing on that hand too. Totally.
You see a spectral form come, all of you from the doorway, and you and Diamond, like a dwarf starts to materialize in front of you and takes the glasses and puts them on.
Yes.
Like, does a little pose, seems to like love these glasses. It's just like this most horrifying looking thing you've seen, like this ghost. It looks evil as hell, but is wearing some nice shades, it thinks, and it starts to fade away.
Nice. That's right.
I wore it better.
And you,
behind you, Erevan and Morad, you hear some loud clicking sounds and sounds of like pressurized steam just going down the hallway. And then the sounds end after a moment of several clicks, like something was unlocking.
I didn't do it.
That like some doors over there unlocking? I guess we should have checked if the other doors were locked.
In your mind, Diamond and Alita, you hear a spectral voice from the pedestal is like, how did I look?
Great. Amazing. You look like a god.
Deception check, Diamond.
It fell. What's deception? Dexterity?
It'd be a charisma check.
Charisma? Oh, great. So it's a 15. And that's it. Because I have zero charisma.
Okay. Thank you. I love this so much.
I'm so glad you love it.
Have a great rest of your stay in the crypts.
You too.
Erevan, I'm going to move over to the altar or whatever.
See, I'm so good at making friends.
All she does is tell me to shut up.
Well, you're a bad friend.
Says the girl that ruined my couch.
Burn down your office.
All right, yeah, Erevan, when you approach, you don't have to make a will saving throw, but you do feel like an aura here. Like, there's a presence there.
Hello, friend.
It materializes again. Do you like my glasses?
Yeah, I love them. They look amazing on you.
Deception check.
17.
Oh. Roll initiatives.
Oh, God.
Shit. Erevan.
Erevan, you should have kept your big fucking mouth shut. 14.
It's the same thing as you. You just suddenly got good, that's all.
9.
I rolled a 20.
18.
Alita, you're up first as this. You see this creature's aura completely change and the room starts to darken a bit.
Hey now, wait a minute. You told us to enjoy our time in the crypt.
Yeah, we can't enjoy our time here if you're attacking us.
Okay, 19 to hit.
Well, I mean, it's, you're attacking?
Oh, am I supposed to wait and see if we can talk it out?
Oh, sorry, I was going to add that its focus is completely on Erevan. It seems very upset with him, that dark aura that's coming through the room.
Ignore him. ignore him. He's blind, so he doesn't know what he's talking about. You have to just completely ignore him. He can't even see you, so he doesn't know about your glasses.
Yeah, he's completely blind. He doesn't even know about your glasses.
Yeah, go ahead. Roll. Let's do a persuasion check. We'll do a check, yeah.
For both of us, or?
Sure.
Ooh, or one person at 21.
They looked better on me.
Okay.
Oh, my first roll was a 16, and my second roll was a 20.
All right, you see the spectral creature kind of gaze at Erevan for a little longer, and then it says, "Is it true? Are you blind?"
Just go with it.
Nudge, nudge.
Unfortunately, yes.
Deception roll.
22.
I look amazing. And then he fades away.
I'm sure you do, friend.
Okay, let's tiptoe backwards. Come on, nice and gentle-like. Here we go. Come on.
Well, aren't we supposed to get through this room?
Oh, are we?
There's a door at the top, so.
Is that okay. A door?
I thought so.
Come on, fellas.
As you approach the door, who's approaching the door? Both of you together?
All three of us.
As you're going past the pedestal and heading to the door, you kind of hear the spectral form go, "You don't want to go that way, friends."
Why not?
That's not a door.
What is it?
Mort, I think you're eating the microphone.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I like to eat microphones. It makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
They taste delicious. Like, I can't even blame you.
That's just the ghost noises.
Yeah,
I know, right? Yeah, it's great ghost noises.
What the fuck?
Yeah. You know what's in there? It's the shitter. Don't go in there.
Okay, I'm convinced.
That's the sound of a ghost enjoying the new glasses.
Seems like he's enjoying them a little too much.
All right, so the question is, would you still approach that thing or not? I think Alita's convinced not to.
I don't know.
Erevan backs off a little bit, but he still wants to.
What's wrong
stay
with the door? Why can't you go through the door? What's wrong with the door? Oh, fuck it. I'm just going to go through it. You can't convince me, so.
Hey, hang on now. Majority, let's take a vote or something.
Well, I don't even understand what's wrong with the door, so.
Apparently, it's not a door.
Okay, so if it's not a door, then I can't go through it like a door. So what's wrong with me going through the door if I can't go through the door?
What?
I think she's saying try the door.
Sure. What she said. We're gonna hang out back here.
Thanks a lot.
All right. So do you actually still approach the door, Diamond?
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay. Roll Amy, what is it? Constitution saving throw, and you need to make it.
Cool. That's a d20?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
17.
Ooh.
A constitution saving throw?
Yep.
So, 21?
Pretty good.
Okay. You feel frozen right in front of the door, like something's holding you there, some kind of force, and the what looks kind of vaguely like a face on the door animates and it looks like a demon's face.
Guys, I can't move, and this demon's face is looking at me.
And you feel yourself being pulled towards the door.
Oh, shit.
But you manage to not die. Put it that way.
Oh, boy. Whoa, I'm not dead.
You take 13 damage, though. I'm sorry, no, I misread this. This is 26 damage. You take that as it starts gnawing on you in front of the door.
Guys, I have like 4 hit points left.
Time to throw some grapples. Come on, Erevan.
You do manage to break free from its grip and pull yourself away, though. What do you do?
Away? I'm gonna die.
This way, Diamond. Get away from the bad demon.
Out of there, going back to my pillar where the thing fucking loves me and believes my lies.
Believes my lies.
That was just all in your head, right?
He says, sacrificial chamber doors. That's what that is.
So it's a door to a different place entirely then, I suppose.
I'm not trying to die today. Okay, are any of these doors over here locked?
They don't seem to be. However, as you're opening these, Steelview would tell you that that's where most of those skeletons were he found.
See, I tried to use lavender in them one time, but it just tasted so medicinal. You know what I mean, Faleer?
These are just dead things.
Yeah, these were burial chambers.
Oh, yes, that makes sense.
Well, I would say lock the door on your way out.
Where are we going to next? Are you just running down the hall here?
I'm just peeking in. I just want to see the rooms.
I'll be right back.
Oh, no. This one. This door looks fancy. Am I going to die going in this door? Maybe I should be careful what doors I go into. Guys, maybe someone else should lead. You know, someone that doesn't only have 4 hit points.
Well, did you have left?
Yes.
What happened?
I had 30 hit points and then I got hit for 20-something.
No.
26. Was fine, doing great. And then I walked through the door. So, like, I'm a little afraid of doors, so somebody else has to take the lead.
Well, you should drink this, then.
And take whatever you're telling me to drink. What does it do?
You get 8 hit points.
Woo! That puts me at 12. Yay!
So Steelview says he hasn't been down through these rooms yet. He was still working his way down. The chapel to the left there on the west side, there's nobody that you can see in it, but there is an opening behind here.
Behind the thing?
Right, yeah.
Here, drink this one too.
Okay, I drink it. What happens?
15 hit points.
Oh, 27.
And then there is another door that you can see over here through whatever room that is.
The wood room. You're an artificer, right? You like wood? Here, let's go through the wood room.
Isn't that more like a woodworker or like a person who makes furniture?
Do I look like I know the not difference? Carpenter.
Mm-hmm. What do you do at that door? Are you back, Erevan?
Yep.
Okay. So there looks like there's an opening on the other side of that chapel there. Behind the pedestal table thing.
That seems like a more likely area for whatever his name was to hide.
In a church. Okay, dokie.
Bainder, is that who we're running after?
Yep.
Steelview sticks his nose in here. He says, well, this used to be a brewery in here.
And it's not anymore.
I think I've had my fill lately.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I probably have. All right, so what's everybody doing now?
I guess we're going to the chapel.
Go
Although I don't know who's
to
getting
the
married.
Chapel.
I think Diamond likes the new guy, so.
Diamond likes guys.
All right, Is that as far as everybody goes into the room?
Sure.
There, I'll go here.
Okay.
And then he goes there.
As you go through or towards that pedestal, you start seeing a little bit through that doorway, like it was an illusion at this point. But you can see that there was...
isn't a door. It's not there, but it's an illusion. What?
Yeah, like there's a door that's there, but it was opened. And you can't really see past that point. But however, as more you're approaching it, you're starting to see like an elaborate room coming into view on the other side.
Going closer for.
I've heard about rooms like this.
Uh-oh.
Not sure who all would have went through, but there's if you went that close, Diamond, this is what you would be saying.
Oh, yeah, I definitely went that close. I was getting curious.
Remember, you only got like 4 hit points left.
Well, no, because Mord gave me a few potions, and now I have 27.
So you still, see a giant. Go ahead.
Still probably wouldn't survive another incident with the demon door.
Yeah, no. So I just want to investigate. Like, is there anything that's gonna like hurt me or attack me or like make me die?
You don't see any threats as you're doing a quick look about this room here. It doesn't look like there's anything in here at the moment. But very prominently is like a huge telescope that's sitting in the middle of the room there.
Can I investigate the telescope for anything that's gonna like any bad things that'll happen if I look at it or touch it or any traps? Or any curses or anything?
Aren't we deep underground? What are they looking at?
So when you look up at the top of this room, the ceiling is actually... You can see that there is a ceiling there, but it appears to be fairly transparent and actually looks through and you can see the sky. Right now it's night out, so it's dark in here. But as far as investigating the telescope... yeah, go ahead and approach it and roll an investigation roll. You're looking for traps.
I have an advantage on it because it's an object and I have curious feline investigation. And my second roll was a 20. So
spill your secrets.
Yeah. Give me all the juicy details.
So this is mostly a clockwork contraption. And while you can't figure out what all of the stuff does on it, it's not like that clockwork dragon. The controls for this are pretty intricate, but you're not seeing anything that's an obvious trap. The chair that's on there doesn't seem to have a spike on it or something. This just looks like a device that's sitting in the room. Okay. You're without any traps on it. And as you're investigating it, though, it does seem to be... to have been recently used. Like you can smell something that's been here. And in your mind, you would definitely connect that to Bainder.
Bainder's been here using this recently.
It's probably trying to spy on that mummy in the apartment building across the street.
Okay, but what was he looking at last? Like, can I look and see what he was looking at last?
Sure. So... what kind of a roll would this be? I don't think there's a roll to this. So you just like peek through the telescope and see?
Yeah.
All right. Well, when you do, you see a strange sight. You see what looks like, you can't exactly make everything out on it, but it's like an oval shape. I'll just tell you what it is. It looks like a ship that it's looking at.
There's a ship.
But there's no water. It's just in like...
In space? In,
yeah, it looks like it's just in space, and it's just like a ship, like a sailing ship.
Like a pirate ship?
Well, you're not seeing any pirate flags on it.
Well, not actually, necessarily you can't like a pirate flag ship, but like, you know, like a pirate ship without the pirates, you know? Like a old-timey, so, you know, shippy just a ship.
Yeah, it's just like a sailing ship, but yeah. There's no water around it. It's just in the blackness up in the sky.
Space, the black abyss of space and time. Okay, so there's a random ship in the skies floating through space with no water, which is weird that Bainder was apparently looking at last. Ringing any bells for you, Mord?
Maybe he thought it was weird too.
That's the USS Guilt Flare.
You claimed that too.
I mean, you know, I like it. It worked for Mord, Phil. I mean, what do I gotta do? Lick it? Lick it? It's mine? Like what?
Next city we go to that is like free to claim, it's mine. So I can be an absolute nut like this and drive you crazy.
Everything's mine.
Sharing is caring.
What's the book over there say, Erevan?
I'm not sure. What does it say? Yeah, I was going to say though, like Erevan is going to check out this area because it seems like there's books and stuff.
Is this another book over here?
Yes, it is. So, Erevan, you're looking at a spell book on the ground there. Ooh. Alita, you're not entirely certain what all that is, but it looks like as you're looking at where it's at, the book where it's open to is like an image of some kind of a creature, like just a drawing of a creature and a bunch of writing that appears to describe it, but it's in a language you probably don't know. What languages do you speak and read?
Celestial, Common, Minotaur.
Well, it's not Minotaur.
Minotaur!
I did not see that coming. That's interesting. No, you can't read the text, but like from the format of it and the layout, it seems to be it would probably be talking about the creature. Like if you flip through the page, which I'm assuming you're checking it out enough to do so, as you're flipping through it, it just looks like it's a list of monsters, none of which you're familiar with off the top of your head. Diamond's at another book, right? This one is interesting. That ship you were just looking at is on the first page, and it looks like it's currently being drawn into the book, like it's being worked on.
Wait, what? It's being drawn into the book as I'm looking at the book.
No, like Bander, as if like Bander is writing a book about that ship.
Oh, okay. That work brain makes sense.
Yep, it's a work in progress.
Okay, so it's an unfinished book, incomplete.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it's like a journal or a log or something.
Okay. So it's like a log of this ship through space and where it's been going?
That's, what languages do you speak?
Common, Elvish, Draconic, Druidic, Sylvian, Infernal.
Okay, actually, you can read some of this. It's written in a dialect of Infernal. As you're reading it, it's just describing what you can, like the date, the first date it was seen, and it looks like it's describing where it is, like it's somewhere in the sky, right? It's like a coordinate system that you're not familiar with, but you can tell that it's a coordinate system. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so it just looks like it's literally a journal of things that have been seen.
So it's a journal of this ship moving through space.
This page seems to be.
Okay. So far, it just looks like, you know, a journal of, like, you know, where this ship has been going through space. I'll keep flipping through the pages over here and try to see if I can figure out anything else about this book. Unless anyone here can read, you know, Infernal better than I can.
Nope.
All right.
Erevan wants to take a look through the spell book.
Okay. It'll take a little while to decipher a lot of the magic because it's just like, it's definitely stuff you haven't seen before. But on first glance, it's looking like experimental magic. Like spells that are being created.
Interesting. Well, for now, Erevan's gonna keep taking a look through it.
Like, can I look through this book and figure out like why he's tracking this?
Sure. So as you like look, start flipping the pages through, like backwards, because you know there's blank pages forwards. You're seeing just like different objects. Like the very next page you flip to is a completely different looking ship. It also is a sailing ship, and it looks like it's just drawn without water around it or anything. It also has sails, But this one, you can see a flag on it. And again, you don't see a pirate flag, but it's not a flag you recognize. I don't know how much noble banner recognition Diamond would have, but it's not something you've seen recently.
Probably not a lot. Hey, Mora, do you know any... you have banner recognition, right? You know about, you know...
I know some stuff.
The area and, you know, all that. Do you...
I've read a history book or two.
Do you recognize this banner at all? I'll show him the picture.
Let me take a look.
Roll a history check.
25. I rolled a 17 on the die. I got a plus 8 on that.
Wow, nice. Okay, so you don't recognize the banner as being a recent banner. It's quite an ancient banner from before Elkwood was even created. It's like a variation of it, as it were. It's you do recognize it as definitely a human banner.
Oh, well, if this is an old banner, would I recognize it then?
Oh, that's a good point. That's a really good point.
Because, like, I would have originally been from, like, thousands and thousands of years ago.
You're right.
Right?
I had totally forgotten about that. Yeah, roll a straight intelligence check unless you have history.
I don't think I have history. So, straight intelligence.
Yep. Does roll a d20 add your intelligence mod?
15?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So while you can't, it's different than you would, as you're thinking about it, it's different from what you recall, but from when Diamond was about, let's say, in Aerofort area, you did see similar banners carried by human guards from some of the first settlers of Elkwood.
Oh, this is a banner from, like, way back when Elkwood was, like, not Elkwood at all. It was a totally different place back then, but yeah, they used to carry this banner before I got, you know, kidnapped and shit. Yeah.
So, did they have a lot of flying ships?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that. Did they have a lot of flying ships? Would I know that?
Well, I mean, obviously you wouldn't know, but you don't recall anyone even talking about it or that being common knowledge.
Because that looks like it's in the void.
I don't know. I don't think that was something that was common knowledge. Even back then, like, I think the secret has been a secret for a really long time.
I mean, that's out of this world, literally.
I know, right? It's so crazy.
On an unrelated note, I have a super early morning tomorrow.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I got to go.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for playing. Sorry that Bainder wasn't in the room, but there are other places to find him here.
Well, I got a little nervous when we went behind the altar in a church. I don't know where we were going with that.
I know, right? I was nervous, too.
I'm really glad it was just a telescope.
Right. Me, too.
There are several doors here. I'll kind of mark them for next time. Mm-hmm, but, yeah. Is 2 weeks good for everybody, or
should be?
Should
yeah.
Be.
Okay. So,
good night.
All right. Later, guys. See you, Craig.
Later. Bye.
Good night.